Secretary, welcome. Thank you for your service and your presence with us today. Travel with me, if you would, around the globe. Let me start with the Democratic Republic of the Congo for a home state issue. Michael Sharp was assassinated. He's a UN was a UN worker in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He comes from Kansas. That occurred in March of 2017. There is evidence to believe that the assassination was conducted by the security forces of the previous president, Joseph Kabila. We have had, as recently as last month, conversations with the UN secretary. I and others are dissatisfied with the UN investigation. What, if any, role has the State Department or will the State Department play in the attempt to provide justice for Mr. Sharp's family?
So, if I may speak without talking about the particular case, but I'll tell you what we do in instances just like this one. I'm happy to give you a briefing on exactly what we've done in this particular instance, but the State Department is always involved when there's an incident like the one you described. We work with the local law enforcement, as do other elements of the United States government, to try and get the facts. Where there is a UN investigation, as you described here, we work to push the UN to get it right, to make sure, too, that they have the resources they need in the theater, in that space, to get it right, too. We work to help them develop relationships, carry out conversations so that we can get answers for the American people, in this case, a Kansan.
Mr. Secretary, if you would, or someone at your bequest, on your behalf, visit with me about this specific case.
Yes, sir.
I'd welcome
Absolutely.
That conversation. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, let's go to Saudi Arabia. We know they have detained American citizens in the past, have done so as recently as last week. This is behavior that I would put to other countries that we would find very objectionable. Would you agree that these actions are unacceptable and warrant consequences? What's the plan?
Yes, anytime someone wrongfully detains an American citizen, there has to be an American response.
And we have had that response, or that response is occurring?
I have spoken to the senior leadership in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia from the king on down about every instance where we've found human rights abuses, wrongful detentions, or even the fact that we believe that one of those events may have occurred.
Have you
And in every conversation, we continue to do that.
Mr. Secretary, have you seen any evidence of changing behavior or hope for changing behavior?
I'll give an example. The work that we were doing in Yemen to try and get a decrease in the violence in Stockholm, the Saudis were instrumental in getting that agreement completed. It was good. It created an opportunity for there to be foodstuffs and medicine that could move through the port at Hodeidah. We've not yet successfully been able to implement that, but the Saudis have invested and committed resources, and the Crown Prince himself has worked to try and implement that agreement as an example of something that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has been doing to reduce violence, protect Americans, and keep us all safe.
Mr. Secretary, let's go to the Middle East. There needs to be a focus, in my view, on promoting good governance and economic opportunity in the liberated areas from ISIS, so as to deny ongoing support to the groups that would comprise ISIS. What's the current status of rebuilding those areas that were liberated from ISIS?
Senator, not much progress been made to date, but not only the United States, but European countries and others have lined up resources to begin to do that. There's still not a whole lot of real estate in Syria where it's possible to begin to do even stabilization, let alone reconstruction. Still pretty difficult that, but our team, the State Department team, is on the ground there working to create the conditions where we can begin to do the things we need to do. First, the stabilization operations so that we can prevent the resurgence of these terror activities, both in eastern Syria and in western Iraq.
How about Egypt? The administration is what is the administration doing to stop Egypt from purchasing Russian Su-35 jets? What sanctions, as required by law, will state implement against the Egyptians if they carry through with that purchase?
We've made clear that if those systems were to be purchased, that statute CATSA would require sanctions on the regime. We've received assurances from them that they understand that, and I'm very hopeful that they will decide not to move forward with that acquisition.
That's good to hear. Mr. Secretary, Venezuela in our own hemisphere, I assume we'll need billions of dollars in reconstruction assistance to repair its infrastructure. There's a request for authority to transfer $500 million but I assume more money will be required. What are your expectations, and what are we doing with our friends and allies in regard to Venezuela's future?
Yes. Once we're successful at supporting Venezuelan democracy, there will be billions of dollars of investment required. The Maduro regime over coming on now years and years has destroyed the infrastructure there, including the oil infrastructure that is their capacity to create wealth for their people. I've seen numbers that range from $10 to $50 billion worth of investment. It will come from the United States, but largely from other countries around the world, too. The Europeans are anxious to participate in that. I'm convinced that each of the some 50 countries that are with Juan Guaido will participate in that. And then I'm also very hopeful that the private sector, that we'll be able to create conditions, rule of law conditions sufficient, the countries will be comfortable that they won't have their equipment, people nationalized yet one more time in Venezuela, and they can return to make the real investments that it will take to ultimately stand up the Venezuelan economy.
Mr. Secretary, thank you for your testimony.